faithful God, we bless you. Our strength, we reverence you. Our ability, we praise you. Our source, we honor you. Thank you for your presence here with us. Right from the day one, you've been available. You've been impacting. You've been blessing. You've been touching. You've been lifting. Thank you for this honor.
Thank you, Lord.
Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Choir, thank you so much. God bless you. But just remain there a while, please. I want to say a big thank you to the leadership of TCRC. Thank you, the chaplain, the president, and all the leadership involved. Thank you so much for this privilege. Now let's lift our hands as we just bless God a few more minutes. The woman asked Jesus, the Samaritan woman, she said, our father said it's good, the best place to worship God is in Dunamis. And you are saying it is in TCRC. Jesus Christ said, no. A time is coming. And that time is now. When you neither worship in Catholic, or in Redeem, or in TCRC, or in Dunamis. But when that time comes, the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. That means we have worshipers and we have true worshipers. So question, are you a worshiper or you are a true worshiper? You can't decide. He will tell you. Are you getting me? You will know. He's the one receiving it. Nobody, if you like, shout. Me, I don't know whether you're a true worshiper. Your voice can't even tell me. But you know what? It's the one that sees in the secret. And that secret is here. When the worship goes, he picks it. If it's not going, he knows. And he said, the Father seeketh such to worship. So when you are a worshiper, your worship, you look for God. But when you are a true worshiper, when you worship, he looks for you. Which one do you prefer? Is it to look for him to come? That's why you have to labor to sing plenty so that he can come. But to some, when they stand and they say, glorious God, he said, where are you? He shows up. That is only for a true worshiper, not a worshiper. In spirit and in truth, nobody can teach you. No English, no song, no words. But you and him knows. So lift your hand. Let me teach from there. When the song you are singing is not touching your heart, it is not touching God. When what you are saying, you are not feeling it, he is not receiving it. When it's not coming from inside, because he is a deep one, and it's only the deep that call it unto the deep. So everything you want to say, is it in words or in songs, let it touch you. Let it come from your heart. Then be sure is going to reach him. So lift your hands as we sing this song to him. We bless you, Lord, you are holy, and forever you are God. We bless you, Lord, we bless you, Lord, you are holy, you are holy, and forever. Father, we bless you, Lord, that you are holy, 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 Lord. Shabalabala. Oh, Father, we bless you, Lord. My Maker, Omega, Mo, Elivile, Minimae, Soli, Mana. Daddy, we bless you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Omega, Omega.
Lord, you are holy, and forever you are. Oh, Father, we bless you, Lord. Oh, Mika, oh, you are holy, you are holy, holy Lord. Father, Father, we bless you, Lord. Oh, Mika, oh.
After hours, but he still says he wants us, man, to tell him you are holy, because he appreciates that of man more than the angels. Angels don't have choice, they just have to worship. They are wired to. But as a man, you have choice, you have a choice not to worship. So whenever you come and worship from your heart, he appreciates it and he shows up. Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped.
Amen.
Kindly take your seat, please, and clap your hands for Jesus. If you take your seat. Praise the Lord. I'm asked to talk to us on a topic that says spiritual first aid for spiritual burnout. Spiritual first aid for spiritual burnout. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The doctors here, please, is first aid only, how will I put it, to how will I use this, which word? Is first aid only packaged for or meant for professionals to administer? Please, sir, it's not only for professionals. So it means this first aid we are about to talk about is not only for pastors. Those that stand on the pulpit and carry mic. Are we getting it? So this spiritual first aid is not only for pastors, because first aid is not only for professionals to administer. Praise the Lord. That is why in some, you see some cars, some houses, you know, so you see that they just put a box, you see a cross. Are you getting me? Now, this first aid can be used anywhere. That is the first form of aid or assistance to an injured person or in a place where accident, you know, took place. This is the first way to save life, to stop bleeding, to prevent, just to help save life, to take to the professional. Praise the Lord. So now we are talking about the spiritual first aid for spiritual burnout. The burning out is constant. Whether you like it or not, the pressure of life is enough to choke your spiritual life. Is there normal? So the burning out is steady because you are walking, you are functioning, you are moving, you are doing things. So definitely, you will burn out. People provoke you. Your children provoke you. Your boss provokes you. On the street, you are sleeping near your house, you are hearing the kind of songs you don't listen to. You can't block your ears. You can't go and tell them off these songs. So they are choking you up. In your office, you hear some languages, you are just talking to, you are just choked. So the burning out is normal. But we are looking for the first aid so that you can't be burned out with your first aid constantly with you. You can't burn out. Praise the Lord. We will not burn out spiritually in Jesus' name. So I'll just break it down. It's a teaching. It's not prayer. Just in three segments on what we can do. These are the first aids. You know, first aid is not very, it's very simple. You know, you see iodine, you see cotton wool. You won't see you won't see oxytocin, or those injections that you won't see the one that can sedate you. You see those small ones. So these ones are very tiny, but when you use them, you see the result. Hallelujah. So now, number one is the power of consistency. The power of consistency. Naturally, everything on earth is consistently happening. Whatever stops happening consistently dies. Your heart is beating how many times? How many times a day? Does it meet in half morning, they will rest in the afternoon? Before night, you are gone. It's beating consistently. Timed. Programmed. And it's beating. How do you eat? Do you eat today? You say, this week, I don't feel like eating. So next week, no. You eat every day. How do you excrete? How do you take water? How do you move? How do you talk? You do these things daily. That's why you are alive. So for you to be alive spiritually, there are things you must do every day. If you don't do them every day, you die. It's not showing now. So if I don't pray now for 1 week, so I will die. Go and ask Adam and Eve. Did they die? God said, if you eat of this tree, you will die. And devil said, you will not die. But did they die? They died first. Spiritually, they died. And later, they still died physically. So who lied now? So if I tell you that if you don't do it daily, you will die. Am I lying? Okay, thank you very much. Now, I will mention those things. Normal, this from in the natural now, everything we do is consistent. The ocean flows, the river flows into the ocean, flows out. Consistent night comes, day comes, you know, season comes. It is consistent year after year. Everything is consistent. The earth is rotating. Consistent. If it stops, everything will stop. So it's turning non-stop. The blood circulation in our body, non-stop. Which this means that consistency beats intensity every time. Consistency beats intensity every time. If you open your tap, put a bucket, open the tap, you lock it. You go, do what you want to do. After 2 hours, you come back, open it, 1 hour, you lock it, go back, do it like that. In one day, that bucket will not be full. But if I open that tap and keep small and it's dropping, tap, 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 go. When you come back, what happens to the bucket? It's full. The other one is forceful, but it's short-lived. Gra, gra. You know the show. It is that slow. When smoke wants to make you cry, the smoke doesn't shout. It just moves to your eyes and pass. And the tear starts coming out. No shout. No noise. So consistency beats intensity at every time. So if you always pray intensely on Monday, and you pray again intensely on Thursday, and you pray again intensely on Sunday, Oga, you will not last. But if you can pray every day for 15 minutes at a particular time, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, in 1 month, you will pray more than the person that prays 1 hour chat and jump after 2 days. You pray more and you will last. And it will be less stressful. If you fast in first day of the month, you fast first, second, third very well. Then you eat fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth to 31. Which one did you do more? Is it eating or fasting? You burn out. But if you can fast daily, how? Not plenty. Whether it's just 6 to 12, every day, just keep your breakfast. Are you hearing me? Every day, you will last and you will be healthier spiritually and at times even physically. If you can't do day fast, you can do night. Eat from 3 p.m. no more food. Then take a good night rest. Wake up at night, you pray, you'll be healthy. Not a doctor, but when you eat Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you are harming your body. Because I've not seen any car that you start the engine and you start driving it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. What will happen to that engine, please? What will happen to the engine? It will knock. This is your body's engine. It's an engine. So when you overwork it, you can't even pray at night. You can't wake up. You can't even sit down small. You doze off. You stress the body. And now by the time you are feeding your body well, your spirit is fasting. It's starving. Praise the Lord. So to this end, I want to just give us some few first aids to do daily and consistently. Number one, pray daily. I've said already. Pray daily. Mustn't be long or plenty. Just as short as you can. Fix a time. Just fix a time. 15 minutes every day. I'll come here. I'll stand here. I'll pray. Or 30 minutes or 1 hour. But daily. Number two, study one or two or three chapters of the Bible every day. Not you read today till next. Sunday. You bring every day. Either it's one chapter or two chapters or three. Create a time for it. Fix the time and sit down and read that Bible every day. Number three, listen to at least one message from a man of God that you love, that you know, at least one every day. It's first aid though. You can listen half today, tomorrow finish the other half because you are too busy. But one message per day. Number three, fast daily. Can't skip breakfast. You won't die. Just 6 to 12. From 12 you eat. Maintain as a routine. I'm telling you, your spiritual life will take a new dimension. Hallelujah. Then you can also, this one is optional, you can read a spiritual book. At least carry one. Then you read one chapter every day. You read your Bible, one chapter. Maybe Good Morning Holy Spirit, the book we are taking here, what's it? Purpose, even though it's one chapter every day. So you are improving mentally, physically, spiritually. You can't burn out. No, you can't. I mean, both physical strength, spiritual strength, emotionally, intellectually, you'll be sound. Praise the Lord. Then this one is optional too. Give daily. Give daily. Okada carried you and you came down. Okada said, I don't have change. 50 naira. I said, go find ammo. 50 naira. Go and look for it. You stood there under the sun and you are more than that. Tell him, okay, I dash you that one. He will say, hey, you go see Muslim, tell you, God bless you. He said, I dash you. Praise the Lord. This one too is optional. Counsel somebody, talk to somebody, advise somebody, encourage somebody at least in a day. Check on somebody. Send a text. Put a call across. How are you doing? Hope you are fine. He said, I'm not fine. No. What's happening? Okay, don't worry. That single call, you are doing what God wants you to do for him. Praise the Lord. Then, this one is optional too. Night prayers, pray every night. It's optional to pray every night. Sleep, wake up, pray, go back to sleep, wake up, do your house, whatever you want to do, go to work, but pray every night as much as you can. Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. Now, if you want to check these things that are just, like I said, it's first aid, so I'm not talking like a pastor now. I'm talking like a first aid health practitioner. You know what? Praise the Lord. So, the Bible portions that our brother, our pastor read yesterday, Acts 2, verse 42, and Acts 6. Acts chapter 2, verse 42, and Acts chapter 6, verse 4. Everything that you see constantly, you see. Okay, Acts 2 verse 42. It says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. There was no breaking. It was steadfast, continuous. It was non-stop. Praise Master Jesus. Inasmuch as you eat every day, pray every day. And as much as you can wake up and you go out every day, read your Bible every day. If you know you can feel hungry, that means you are feeling fine. Fast every day. Most times, we think spiritual things are very bogus, very large. I cannot pray. This prayer, they can, it's almost I pray 5 hours. No, that is, they are doing an assignment. Your own is not, your own is your just you are doing your daily exercise. Their own is homework they are doing. Your own is exercise, so it's different. Someone say, if you can't pray for 10 hours, you are not born again. Tell him, well done. Your own born again is different from my own. Just continue your own, eh? My own, this one is okay for me. Yours is an exercise. Someone told me, sir, I said, do exercise. And I said, nah, me, all this housework I used to do. It's exercise, oh, I will see children. I go here, I carry buckets. It's exercise. I say, it's not true. You are walking. You are laboring. So you are suffering. Because your mind is conditioned that this thing you are doing, if you have your way, you will not do it. It's pain. You are seeing it as a work. But an exercise, you wear your sneakers, you wear your whatever you want to wear, is it a knicker? And just step out in the morning and start walking. You are smiling. Your body and your mind is telling you, you are helping yourself. The other one, you are seeing it as work. So it can't help you. It's not exercise. This one that you do intentionally and daily is exercise. Doctors in the house, am I right? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Then lastly, like I said earlier, when you go to a shop to go and buy biscuits, please look up. When you enter the shop or the supermarket, you point at what you want to buy. What do you call it? If it's biscuit you want to buy, what do you call it? Give me that. Give me that what? Louder, please. Give me what? And they will bring it for you. And you will collect it. What did they give you? Okay. What did you see? Are you sure? What did you see? The packet, the container, or the carton. Eh? But what did you call it? Good. If I look at you now and say you, you think it's you? It's not you. This is the packet. This is the covering. When you take the biscuit home, what do? If you want to eat it, you tear it. What do you do to the pack? When you separate it, what do you do to one? You trash one. What do you do to one? That is why when we die, where do the body go? Where do the spirit go? God will eat. So, when I say take care of this spirit, that is you. These things feed you. These things keeps you healthy. The one you are busy taking care of is not you. It's just the casing carrying you. That is why when you misuse the casing, it will go and you will go. You, the real you, you go and meet God. But the casing will be left on earth. So this is very essential and very important. Like I said, it's phase 8. I guess it's simple enough. Am I right? Is it simple enough? So take care of you. Eh? Because this is you. The one you've been taking care of is not you. The real you is inside. Lastly, like I said when we started, please learn how to worship God. One woman I was praying with, my family in my house, she said that, that's what God told her. I said, what did he say? He said she started praying, started worshiping God around 12 midnight. She was worshiping, then sleep now came. So she was battling with that. After like 5 minutes, the sleep came. She was battling with the sleep. She's singing, she's dozing. After 30 minutes, she just fall on the bed. Bam! In the morning, God asked her. He said, I didn't hear your voice. So I only heard your voice for 5 minutes. What happened? So she stood for 30 minutes worshiping God, and God heard her for only 5 minutes. The other time that her mind, her spirit, herself left the worship, God has left. You couldn't hear again. So anytime you want to praise Jesus Christ, say, enter into your closet. Some of you are here, we are singing, we bless you, Lord. You've gone to market, you've reached Sambisa, and you check the yam, whether that woman will close before you finish. You are there. See, there, you are here, but you are in Sambisa market. You are here. I say, Kai, these children, I hope they have not burnt that soup. I told them to warm it. I just pray before I get home. Ha, this. But where are you? And where are you again? So who are you worshiping? Once you are separated, he's no more hearing. Because true worshippers, they worship in spirit, for God is a spirit. So when your spirit goes to Sambisa and your body is here, who are you worshiping? So he's not hearing you. So say, neighbor, don't waste your energy again. If you want to worship, worship well. If you want to pray, pray well. If you don't want, rest. When you are ready, you start. Say, so help me God. So if you want to do anything, want to pray and sleep comes, eh? Do you know what you do? You want to read your Bible and sleep, just cover that Bible. Don't go to the bed. Cover your head on that Bible. Even though it's 30 minutes. Sleep. When you wake up, go and wash your face, sit down. You'll be able to flow. You want to pray? The same thing. The same way you put your legs inside water to read book, put your leg inside water and pray. God will give us understanding in Jesus' name. Is that okay? All right. Is there any question? I'm a spiritual doctor now, giving you first aid. So if you have question, sir, what if the wound is here, here, here? Ask. We will answer. Praise the Lord. Any question? Father, we want to say thank you. You said that is blessed are we when we do. We have heard. Grant us the grace to do. Grant us the grace to do. Remind us daily. And give us the grace to keep it daily. And in all our lives, your name be glorified. Thank you for answering our prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. A loud amen.